I think nowadays on social media, it's very quick to, equal everything, 50-50. Still gonna be more cautious with my daughter.
Yeah, so do you feel like I've improved with the talking over?
You've improved.
I've improved.
You've improved. Okay, I'll say that. Good. I'll
that's
say
good.
That.
Is there anything else?
Still visible.
I see, but it's getting better, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I think it's really funny. It's not funny at all. Since we never talked about it, yeah. I didn't know how forbidden it was. I remember she just did not talk to me for a month. It took so long for me to understand, like, oh, I can't do this.
Someone said, they won't have to be responsible for my retirement. That's a hot take.
That's deep.
That's a hot take.
That's a hot take. Thank you so much for coming back to another episode of Difficult Dish. We're on this week. We're going to be talking about toxic traditions that we're not passing on to our kids. You understand what's going on. You know what a toxic tradition is. I'm sure you grew up with ample, okay? But some of the ones that we talk about are, you know, girls having curfews that their brothers don't got. You know, these brothers be out all night long. Are we going to allow talking over each other? Continuing? No progress in communication ever done because everyone's just talking over each other? Are we going to continue that? Are we going to put these men back to work because our moms always just want us studying all day and don't want us learning physical skills? Maybe. You got to figure out what we say, and the only way to figure it out is if you continue listening to the episode, which starts right now. Welcome back to another episode of
Difficult Dish,
a podcast about South Asian narratives, hosted by my co-host
Mahua Khan and hosted by my co-host
me, Mashtun Munir.
Guys, this is a hot take, but like, shouldn't grown men be able to take eye drops normally and just do it on them by themselves? Because why did it take so long to put eye drops in his eyes today? So if you see teary eyes on him, he wasn't crying. It's just I missed so many times with the eye drops where he just like it was just missing his eye. I wasted so much of the liquid in the eye drop bottle.
All right, in my defense, like, you missed in general. Like, you didn't even hit my
because
eye.
Because this is not just, like,
well,
the only
I felt
time.
Some dropped on my cheek. Like, where are you aiming?
That's probably your tear. That's okay, probably your tear.
Well, you know, people have reflexes, you know? The same way that, like, when I go to, like, touch your arms, you start farting because you think, like,
okay, that's
I'm
not
trying
the
to
truth.
Tickle you. Like,
that's
I'm not.
That's not the truth. It's because I have sensitivity, you know, on my tickle spots.
Like, how are you? And just like, I almost died. Like, what? I don't
guys,
do anything.
Guys, this is normal, right?
Okay. Okay. Anyways, on to more important things.
Okay.
I
just know you're going to talk about, like, your snack wrap or something. The most unimportant thing.
I've been on, you know, a fitness journey. You know, been tracking my calories. And, you know, it's very funny because my entire life, I never wanted to track calories because I thought it would always take the fun out of eating.
Like, restrict you.
You know, I just made up this reason out of nowhere because I love food and I don't think food should be, you know, like, tracked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just enjoy yourself. You know, life is short.
Oh.
But I started tracking and honestly, it's quite fun. Tracking,
oh, really? Are you addicted to
calories?
That now?
Huh?
You're addicted
I'm
to
I'm not
like...
addicted to it. Relax. Some days I'll be like, I'm not tracking nothing. But there'll be days where, like, it's kind of fun, you know? It's like a game. It's like okay, I got X amount of calories. I need to hit X amount of protein. What can I eat? You know? And, like, got a fellow like me, I don't like eating the same thing every day. Like, I got to eat different things every single day.
Yeah.
So it's, like, a nice, like, puzzle to, you know, like, solve every day. And then, like, when you hit your goals and you're, like, you're under, like, your calorie goal, like, night's good, you know? Scoop or two of Halo, you're good.
I think you're having fun with it as well because you're also staying on track with, like, your fitness goals, like, working out, you know? It's, you know, I feel like it is sometimes restricting or feels not as fun because of, first of all, the media we see, but also second, we feel like we're not as disciplined in, like, the other aspects, so this is also kind of, like, cutting you off from the fun.
Yeah.
But you've been, like, actually disciplined, you know?
I've been trying, you know, track my steps, whatnot.
Yeah.
Got new shoes.
Yeah.
You
went for a run the other day. That was good.
I went for a run. Hurt my shins. Need some shin guards.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
But you know, I'm just out here. You know, summer coming up. I just you know, like, I've always wanted to be more like health fitness conscious, but I just like always tried to deter away from it because I just always had like a love for food. But I've been like, you know, and just some got into me. I was like, let me just. let me give it a shot. I've never really given like a real shot. Like I've given like the fitness stuff a shot, but I've never given health, food consciousness a real shot.
Oh wow.
And I am now, and it does.
And guess what? You can still like food, and you can still have fun with food.
I still like food. Yeah.
Like that doesn't mean it's, you're cutting off from the joy, you know.
That's a fact.
But anyway, this episode, you thought of this one.
Yeah, kind of.
What inspired this one?
No, I don't know. Just, I was just thinking.
Just well, we kind of worked on it together because you wanted to talk about modern traditions versus like, you know, the traditions that we kind of grew up with and how we should change it up. But then I was like, what if we talk about toxic traditions that we are not going to be bringing into the new generation? So we kind of like, you know, did a little co-collaboration
right there. Yeah, my mom wasn't really in like the toxic area. I just want to talk about like, you know, how like our parents like didn't use ovens, but like we use air fryers type of thing.
Oh, I didn't know that was your thought process.
You know, just like doing a little, you know, like...
Upgrade.
No, there's another word I'm looking for.
What is it? It's on the
it'll
tip
come
of your
to
tongue.
Me. It'll come to
it'll
me.
It'll come to you and then it'll, come to it'll actually come
Stay
to
tuned,
me.
Stay tuned, guys.
wait till the end to
hear the rest of my thoughts.
So what I was thinking with this episode, we actually did talk about toxic traditions that we do not favor that should be abolished back in August of 2024, right? So it has been almost a year since we have talked about this last, but we got some new things, and also we got a lot of responses from you guys, right? But this one specifically, we'll be talking about things that we won't be bringing in the next generation with our kids and things like that. Toxic traditions that just should not be a thing anymore. And then we're gonna open up the floor to some of the things that you guys said, because again, you had a lot of things to say about this episode.
Yeah, it's only been up for like a few hours, and yo, I'm brazy.
Yeah. You know, brazy. What are your thoughts on like starting business with like your sibling? And then like when the business doesn't work out, you just have a forever feud with your sibling.
Okay. I'm in support of this.
You are in support of this. Okay.
I think it's okay, you know, because like at the end of the day, like family, you can always trust family.
Right.
You know, family would never do you wrong.
Right.
You know,
would
like,
never
all,
do
like,
wrong.
You know, all of our parents always be lying about like, oh, like we had this problem with this problem. We don't talk to these people anymore. It's all a facade, you know.
Right.
Like,
everyone, they actually do talk on the down low.
Everyone loves each other. None of our parents have any sort of problems.
Okay, so if you guys couldn't tell, we were actually joking about this because, you know, there's always beef within family members, siblings. I mean, not always, but most of the time there's a lot. And it's over some petty business deal that went wrong, someone stole, maybe over property. We've been there, done that, right? But I think like the downfall of that is that like not only did they do business together and there was some sort of like stealing or some scandal that happened, but then also on top of that, they have no form of like communication. Right? So if there is a problem that arises, they don't talk to each other like normal human beings, like, oh, this is what you did to me, this is how I feel, this is how you did it wrong.
Yeah, what do they do?
They just like ignore and talk shit about the wives.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good workaround.
Agree or not agree?
This does tend to happen, yes.
Yeah. But do you feel like if you went into business with your sibling, would that work?
It would work.
Yeah.
But this is different.
Yeah.
We're not crackheads. You know,
that's
we're,
what I'm saying.
We are regular functioning people.
Right.
We would be okay.
I see. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
You think so? What about you and your broski?
Yeah, I feel like we would.
Yeah,
we
what
would
if
function.
Broski is like, oh, we should go half season like a laundromat. You're in?
I'd be in.
Oh,
I'd be in.
Very nice. You heard that here, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. If you want to go on in a laundromat.
Why'd you bring that up? Just general thought.
Just a general thought, because I was gonna write that down as one of my traditions that
like
we should leave
mention.
Behind.
Honorable mention. Yeah.
Yeah, it was an honorable mention, no. But
I think that's something that we should do more.
What?
Go into business with your siblings.
Mm.
I think, you know, because I think this generation, we understand on like a different in like a different plane than our parents, like how important like family is. You know, like for our parents, it was like their family is everything. And it's like, but like the no communication makes things like that happen, makes like bad things like that happen. Mm-hmm. But in our generation, where like we do communicate and we also love our family, I think that's like a perfect little recipe for like going into business there, doing something together, because you're able to, you know, talk everything out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think about if I went into business with my sister, with my cousins, I think it would work out wonderfully.
Yeah.
You know, if things don't go well, I think we'd be good. You know, because at the end of the day, like, it depends on the type of relationship you have with your sibling. But I think, you know, me and my sister have an unbreakable bond. Me and my cousin have an unbreakable bond. We would never, like, break our bond over money.
But also, depending on the type of business it is, depending on the money, your true colors do come out when it comes to family. Like, you know that someone's true colors come out when you travel with them, when you do business with them, and when you live with them, right? Because then they have, like, no boundaries. And when it does come to money, especially if this is their big income, then, you know, you can see their true colors. And there's some hashing out that needs to be done sometimes. So you never know until it actually happens, so...
Yeah, but it's, you know, like, we're loyal, you know, like, it's like the loyal plus, it's just like the communication. You mentioned that it's very, very important.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, like, you know, even if, like, me and my sister did something and, like, she took all the money, one, like, she would never do that because, like,
she steals all the money, runs off.
I can't imagine. My God. But, you know, it's like, I think our generation, you know, not every situation, but like, we got like a different level of loyalty than like a lot of like our parents did. Like, not to call out any names, but, you know, like, we know the types of parents that like won't talk to their siblings for, you know, a couple decades and whatnot.
Decades is crazy.
Couple decades. Oh, yeah. How's my, don't know,
they have like their own son, kid, like, you didn't even know about them. Yeah,
so, you know, like, but, you know, this generation, you know, we got real love for, like, you know, like, our people. So, you know, like, I think that's something that we should pay forward. We should,
but,
do
you
more.
Know what it is, which then we'll get into the episode, because now that I think about it from what you said, I've thought of something, right?
Yeah, hit me.
Our parents' generation didn't really value loyalty and friendship like that, you know, because I was always told, like, oh, don't tell your friends everything. Your friends will always leave you. Like, we've always heard the thing, like, oh, if your friend jumps off the bridge, like, are you going to jump off with them? Yes!
Yeah.
I am going to jump off with
them.
That's
my broski.
With reasonable distance, I will be doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So I think since our parents have been burned so much, we talked about this in a previous episode, our parents have their reasons, right? Like, they've been burned so much. They immigrated from another country to this country with a lot of just, like, sacrifices and, you know, whatever. Because of that, they've been burned a lot. They've had to lean on maybe family more than friends. Maybe people burn them, whatever. But because of that pain, they've inflicted that trauma onto us. I don't know about anyone else, but I'm talking about me specifically, where my parents were always telling me, or my mom specifically, like, oh, tell your mom everything. But, like, you don't have a best friend. Like, best friends don't exist.
Yeah, no.
You know? So I think now this generation values friendship more, and we just, like, see that they can be, like, your chosen family, you know?
That's true. And I think nowadays, like, we're a lot more conscious of who we bring close into our lives, you know? Not to say that our parents weren't, but I think, like, with us, we have access to so much, like, a bigger pool of people, whether it's through, like, social media or just, like, living in America, whatever city you're in, we have access to, like, lots of different people, whereas, like, they are, all they have is, like, kind of, like, what they grew up with. And if everyone you grew up with is shitty people, like, obviously you're gonna live through life thinking that everyone in the world is shitty, you know? So
yeah
a lot of things play into that, but
yeah
good one.
Want ready to get in together? I mean, we got a podcast together.
Wow,
no,
wow, true. What if I've been, like, taking all, like, all the money? You would never know. Okay, well, you want
to
get started?
You ready to get in?
Yeah, what's up?
The first toxic tradition that we shall leave behind that I do not plan on bringing into my generation with my kids is giving separate rules and curfews and strictness for my daughter versus my son.
Wow.
Because I don't know about you, but I had more strictness because I was a daughter in comparison to my brother, where even though my family was a little bit more modern in comparison to, you know, maybe more of, like, the religious or, like, the more traditional type of families, I was allowed to do a lot more than, like, those type of families. But on the other end of the stick.
Yeah. What is it?
My brother, when he leaves the home, he doesn't even have to tell anyone that he's leaving.
Right.
Right?
Right.
He can leave at 11 p.m. at nighttime, just take the car and go. Facts. Doesn't have to tell anyone. Even me at this big age, I mean, I do it out of respect, right? At this time, I leave whenever and, you know, do whatever because I'm just more grown. But before, I would never be able to do that. I would have to, like, have a whole backstory, have a whole, like, people that I'm hanging out with, have their numbers, just everything ready just in case. Not even just in case, just knowing that my parents would be, like, throwing all these questions at me. And, yeah, it was just, like, very separate rules sometimes. And even the fact that my brother was able to dorm for college, mm-hmm. whereas I was never able to do that. I went to a CUNY school, which was in the city that, you know, I was close to, where I would just commute every single day. And despite the fact that it was a lot more inconvenient for me to travel back and forth every single day, it would take away from my actual studying time and homework time, whatever. I had to stay at home for my parents. And because my parents were just like, no, there's no need for you to go far away if there's a school right here that you can go to, right? Mm-hmm. So things like that were very frustrating for me growing up. And I definitely felt like that uneven playing field. And I felt like, you know, why should my brother deserve more and get more, even though I feel like I'm doing a lot more in the house, you know? And I think it really warps your brain, especially as you get older, because you genuinely see the world as like, oh, men are more deserving of these things or of this fun or these rights, and I'm like lesser than because I wasn't allowed to do these things. But also on the other end, it makes you more rebellious. You know,
that's a fact. What's going on?
Sorry, my voice was okay. My voice was like a little. I'm going through puberty, guys. Sorry. My God. But
okay.
It makes you more rebellious because if you didn't have that freedom, not even freedom, but if you didn't have that same right as your brother that you literally live with, you just feel like you have to wild out when you're older, you know? So
understood.
I think it's just, you know, it sucks when you have done all these things and you feel like you have to jump through these hoops, like, you know, you're cleaning the house, you're doing all your homework on time or even earlier, you're doing all these things to like make your parents proud or impress them just because you want to ask them like, oh, can I do this one thing with my friends later on? And then they say no. Even though you feel like you did so much, and then your brother, just being a guy, is allowed to do the same or even worse without even having to do any of that, you know?
I can play devil's advocate.
Yeah, go ahead.
The world is a dangerous world for women.
I understand.
Because of men, right? Right. Don't get it wrong. But it's dangerous out there for women, especially, you know, teenage girls. Like, it's you can't trust what's going on out there.
Of course.
So I don't want you out at night.
I understand.
What's the response?
No, I completely understand that because me being a future mother, I'm also going to be worrying about the world because of the horrible men that are out there, right? And unfortunately, you can't stop that. And regardless of you treating your son with, you know, you teaching your son with all of these rules and how to treat women and just be respectful and this and that, you teaching that one person isn't going to change everyone else's behaviors and actions in the world, the men, right? Mm-hmm. So, yes, it is scary, but I think that it's important to tell both your son and daughter how to be a human being and how to be safe, how to take the proper precautions. Tell your son more teachings on just, like, how to be a better man and, like, how to just be a good human being, right?
Yeah.
And your daughter should also get that type of knowledge, obviously in a different type of lens, not like how to be a better woman, but more so just like, you know, how to be kind or whatever. And just teach both of them on how to be safe, you know? Because like men can also get into danger and they can also get into like a rowdy.
It's not the same though.
Obviously it's not the same. I'm not saying it's the same, but I'm saying that like if we keep telling just the guys or just the sons like, oh yeah, you can go out whenever you want, come back whenever you want, and the daughter is just at home just every single day when she wants to be out, that's not really changing any problem. Like, yes, there's danger outside, there's danger for everyone, obviously it's more for a woman, but them being stuck at home is not going to be making them like safer, you know, forever.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the same rules and same curfews and things like that for both kids, all kids?
Like, what age are we talking about?
Like, high school.
High school?
Yeah.
I think they can both be out at night, whatever. I don't think being out late at night, for the most part, like, there's no reason to be doing that.
Yeah, for both kids.
Yeah, for both kids.
Yeah.
I think I would take extra precaution if like it came to a daughter. Mm-hmm. I think I would naturally just want to know more details. Like, I think with my son, I wouldn't care like as much as like, okay, like who is driving or like who is like, I don't know. It's not because I want to give, like I'm trying to give my son extra rights. It's just that I know it is more dangerous out there for women. So I am just going to be a little bit more inquisitive about the details.
And I think that's fine. You know, I think the tone,
but I think
the way you say it is,
I think,
fine.
Sorry to cut you off, but you know, like I think, I think that's a hot take nowadays. I think nowadays on social media, it's very quick to equal everything, 50-50, treat the same. And I'm like, yeah, I hear you, but like, I'm still gonna be more cautious with my daughter.
Yeah, I think it's fine to be cautious, but like the way you say it, the tone, the delivery means a lot, right? Like me growing up, my parents were always giving me the different just treatment and rules and things like that, which in the end it makes you feel like lesser than, or you feel like you don't have the same rights as your brother just because you're a girl, right? But I think if you come with it with a sense of like precaution and you just want to know because you care for her, that's completely different than just like, oh, I want to shut you down and put you on the rooftop of a tower and never let you out.
Oh my god.
You know? Like Rapunzel.
My Rapunzel.
So I think that's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Good one.
Good one. Yeah, let's move on.
All right, how about you?
We don't gotta stick on this too long, but like kind of in the same vein, I want to bring up gender roles like slightly. Just talking about how like I'll make this more specific for men. I think nowadays it's a big melting pot, you know, like boys growing up should do this and that. Girls growing up should do this and that. I don't think for the most part there should be hard lines between like women have to clean, men have to do this. I think it is situational, however, like you grow up, whatever. But I think one thing that that I witnessed a lot, I'm like, not that it's like a personal thing, but like I knew a lot of guys growing up who like their parents had them so focused on education to where like they didn't allow them to do more like handyman type of like yard work, kind of like handsy things that I think is really important for like boys growing up to do, whether it's like backyard work, cleaning up the house, you know, roof stuff, gutter stuff, what, just like things like that. I just feel like a lot of men nowadays don't know how to do none of that. Mm-hmm. Even just like basics with like fixing a tire, or just like, you know, knowing how to use a rake.
Do you know how to fix a tire?
Of course I know how to fix a tire.
How'd you learn how to fix a tire?
One of my friends growing up taught me. Like mad early, yeah. And I think a lot of guys nowadays, like either they were like too focused on school, or they were just like too busy just thrifting.
Or their mommy's boys.
Or their mama's boys, like their moms. This is what I'm saying. Like a lot of, I know of a lot of moms that like didn't even.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Put their boys to like these tasks because they didn't. Oh, it's fine. We can get a plumber. We can get a electrician. Da da da. Which obviously, for most cases, you need to get someone. But I think one thing that I want to do, like, if and when I have a son, is to like really teach him like a lot of these things. Like, teach him, you know, like not to say that like, oh, men need to be put to work. Like, they gotta learn. You know, like, no fun.
No fun ever.
Business.
Right.
Not all the time, but, like, my son got to know how to fix a tire. My son got to know how to use a power drill. Yeah. Like, to, you know, how to cut some wood.
We need the men to go back to war
again. Chop down a tree and stuff. You know, like, that's what I'm trying to say. It's, like, I'm not big gender role-y type of guy, but, like, and, like, you could talk about women. Like, I'm not going to talk about women. I think at least just for men. Like, men got to know how to do, like, a lot more of these things. You know?
I have a hot question.
Okay.
What's your thought process as a brown man
on
being a mama's boy? Like, for example, if your mom hates your partner, hates your wife, and is, like, openly disrespecting her in front of you.
Right.
Are you going to speak up?
Got to. You got to. You know, I think that's the conversation that you gotta have with your mom. Like, you know, it's hard for me to say because I'm not in there. Like, I'm not in that. I think like growing up, there was definitely like a lot more that I would lean to. Like, I would just try to make my mom happy so my mom could be happy. I could go back to doing like what I was doing. Yeah. You know, but like I would never like. I don't know, like. Yeah, I think they just gotta step up to it, you know? Like, I don't know what else to say. I think it's like a lot of time when, like, when moms are raising like their boys, they don't even know what they're doing, you know? Because like a lot of time, like, it maybe if like the marriage isn't the best, like, they'll look at their sons as like a just like another man that is like there for them. Like, oh, like, this is my son, he is here for me to do all the things that like maybe my husband isn't doing. Maybe they'll like I still like feel empty in. And you know, moms just are just like subconsciously doing that. But I think I don't know who it is to teach the son that, like, hey, like, that is not the proper way to be grown up. Maybe it's like other guys around you. Maybe it's like some sort of father figure in your life. I think that's why so many men, so many like young boys that are growing up fall in love with like whoever is their father figure in life, or whoever is just like an older mentor, especially if you don't have like older brother or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a word for this, but it's like, when like boys growing up in like their teenage years have someone that they find that just like, it's not even, they're not even taking you under their wing, it's just you see them as this because you don't have no one else in your life as that. I think those types of figures are really important. And you know, you just gotta realize that like your mom isn't doing it on purpose. Your mom is just,
well, some moms doing are
it. I guess some moms are, you know, the extra sneaky ones, whatnot. But like, you just gotta know what to do and what not to do, you know? Like, I don't know, it's hard to speak of because like I don't feel like I was in that position.
My rule of thumb is never marry a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Because if they at their grown age of 30 or 40, whatever, is still, like, kind of what you said, doesn't know how to do the basic necessities of, you know, changing a tire. That's not even what I'm talking about. Like, cooking their own rice, doing their own laundry because they're so used to their mom doing it. And then if their mom disrespects you and they don't stand up for you, why are you with them? Like, and why should you have to explain yourself to that?
Yeah.
That's just disgusting.
Yeah.
I saw this one TikTok video. I don't know how true it is, but I, like, the mom was giving away her son for, like, prom. And then she dressed up as well for the prom pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, I don't know if it's true, but, like, she also apparently showed up to the prom in, like, the dress and everything.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like, nice. True definition of.
That's right. Is that going to be you?
No, that's not going to be me. Okay. That's going to be you with your son. But anyway, good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, you know, like my mom put me to work like early.
Yeah.
And I like the way that she did it. She didn't do it in like a, you must do this because men, da da da. It was just like, go do some shit in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, so she taught me how to finger thumbs. Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm not to say I'm not the most handy. I don't know how to build a car, but like,
right.
I could climb trees. I could fix a tire. I can fucking fix shit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, one toxic tradition that I am hoping to leave behind.
Yeah.
Is talking over one another. I feel like we are so used to our families. And sometimes, most of the time, this isn't done out of like hatred or, you know, malice or anything. This is just how they grew up. And this is just how they talk to one another. Like a lot of Italian families are also like this, where their voices are very loud and they're just like talking, having a good time, right? But sometimes there are conversations where I have said nothing. You know, like someone will ask me something in my family, I'll be going to answer, and then they'll ask something else, or they'll just say something about their own self or their son, whatever. And I just feel like it is so hard sometimes to get your word in and genuinely feel like you had a valuable conversation with someone, because it feels like they're trying to one-up you, not intentionally all the time, but they're trying to like one-up you, or they're just trying to say their side of the story, and it's very like one-sided. You know, you're kind of just like at one point when you know that you're not able to get your own word in, you're kind of just like, right. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just kind of trying to get the conversation to end because you just know it's not reciprocated. You know, there's like a form of disrespect where they'll act like they're caring about something, and maybe they do, but then they don't really care enough to wait for an answer.
Yeah.
And I remember my brother a couple years ago, maybe, he told me that I also have this habit of talking over people.
Yeah, facts.
And what was that?
Yeah.
And then once he told me that, that helped me self-reflect. And I'm like, maybe I do. And then I started like monitoring my own like talking habits. And then that helped me try to mitigate it a little bit, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So do you feel like I've improved with the talking over?
You've improved.
I've improved.
You've improved. Okay, I'll say that. I'll say it.
Is there anything else?
Still visible.
I see. But it's getting better.
Present.
Right? What was that?
Still present.
I see. But it's getting better, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's really funny. It's not funny at all. I think, because I just think about like me and my mom and like how it'll go is like, you know how like we have learned that like the proper method of communication is like I speak, then I'm silent, and then while you're speaking I'm silent, while I'm speaking you're silent, right? I feel like this methodology was just not instilled into people such as our parents, right? You know, it's just like this ideology is just absent from their mind. Like me and my mom, like I will try to teach her this, and like she'll be yelling at me, and like I will be sitting and I will be waiting. And she will go for God knows how long, right? Then I'll wait for her to finish. And then I'll say something like, okay, like, are you done? Like, can I talk now? She'll go, okay. And then I'll start. And then immediately, 5 seconds, it cuts me off, starts going on again. And I'm just like, Mom, like, we just agreed that this was my turn. And she's like, that doesn't matter. Da-da-da-da. And I'm just like, and that's what makes me mad, is because they don't even... they cannot comprehend proper communication skills. Right. It's just something that was not taught to them. Like all they learned is just arguing, just talking over each other.
My brother and I have tried so many times with my mother to tell her to stop interrupting people, where she will be like, you know, will be at Macy's or something, asking someone for help.
Yeah.
Where's the petite section? Yeah. Oh, that's right. Actually, what? I'm like, why did you ask? Why did you ask this question?
They don't see it as a problem.
No, because I feel like, I don't know about you, but like my mom sees it as just like overexcitement. Where she'll just have one question.
Yeah.
And then it'll just go into other questions that she also had in her mind for years. And she'll be like, finally someone to talk to about this.
Yeah.
And then, like, the person doesn't know how to respond because it's like, I was just asking you about the first question that I was going to answer it, but then now I have 40 other questions that you just asked.
Yeah.
Oh, good time.
My mom does a lot of that. Yeah. My mom does a lot of that.
Yeah. Good time.
Yeah.
That's why my mom and your mom are able to just yap together for God knows.
But it's like, I hate it. Like I really, really hate it.
Yeah.
just like arguing and like talking over each other, like, and it's just that they don't realize that they're doing nothing wrong. That's really what gets to me. One thing that I want to change is our perception of dating.
Oh,
you ever heard of dating?
Expand.
You ever heard of dating?
I haven't,
because I don't know what the I don't know what dating looked like for you growing up.
But there was none.
There was none. Like, as in,
what do you mean dating growing up?
Like, if your parents or your mom ever had a conversation about dating, nothing. To you, that's what I'm saying.
It was just like, don't even dare until you're married.
There was zero conversation ever from like my mom, until like I remember when I told my mom I had my first girlfriend. I remember telling her so like proudly
in high school. Why would you tell her that?
Because you got to think in my perspective. Since we never talked about it, I didn't know how forbidden it was. You know, like,
I was always told that it was forbidden.
I was told nothing. Okay. I was just never even brought up, you know? So when I first told her, I remember she just did not talk to me for a month. And then, like, it took so long for me to understand, like, oh, I can't do this, you know? Right. So that's what I'm trying to say, is just, like, the conversation around dating. Not saying, like, make dating okay. Dating is da-da-da, whatever. I think it's just, like, be more, and this expands to like so many other things, but it's just like, be more comfortable with talking about like just like actual things, you know, like, and like, it doesn't even have to be anything extremely like personal, like just general things, just like so many things in our type of upbringing are just not spoken about.
Yeah.
And it just makes us live life just having absolutely no guidance. At the end of the day, like, you're my parent, like, you're supposed to guide me. Like, what do you want me to do, given what has been instilled in you? So much has been, they have learned so much in life, but they are not instilling in much into any of us. Maybe apart from the things that they deem as like important, that they were taught, education, family, career, da da da. What about everything else about life?
Yeah,
nothing else has been taught to us, and so we are just, obviously, then I'm going to listen to my environment. I see all my friends have girlfriends. So obviously, I'm going
to
go get it.
I think it's just they think that dating is very westernized and you're becoming too American. But also, when they ward off dating as this like foreign object that you're never able to do, and then you're scared of meeting anyone, or you're scared of just like finding a partner eventually in life, maybe when you're finally at that ripe age where they're telling you to get married or whatever, find someone, because it springs up on you out of nowhere. It's just like, you're so uncomfortable with yourself and just like the idea of someone else, where you wish you had some sort of experience or knowledge or like, you know, story or something that would like help you find the right person or get to that point, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, like, that's not a complete thought, but like, I think like the main point that I'm going to make when it comes to like dating with like for my kids is going to be like, yo, like, y'all are gonna date if y'all want to. If y'all don't want to, y'all not gonna date. But just like, just know that like, you have so much more life to live, you know, and like, you are not in any means near your complete version of yourself. Mm-hmm. So like, don't think that like this first girlfriend is the one. It can be, it can't be. That's completely fine. But like, it's you first. Like, you are gonna continue growing, and like, as long as like you are happy with yourself, like, continue life however you want, but like, it's you first.
I think the biggest thing for us is that like, we grew up with fear, where we weren't able to like open up to our parents about anything unrelated to like actual academic school.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had to date in secret, or we had to like go out and sneak out, or whatever the case is. And I think because we had parents that weren't as open or as accepting, we weren't able to just like verbalize these things and fears and just things that are happening in our lives. So even the fact that like, we'd be the parents that our kids can hopefully like speak to and just like open up about these uncomfortable things, I think that should be like a change enough, you know?
Yeah. Like, that's one main thing I want to do, like, as my kid is growing up, is like, I'm not going to have the initiative to talk about every single topic in the world with them, but like, just instilling the fact through like, just like my personality and my like characteristics with them is just making sure that they know that they can approach me with literally anything, you know? And like, how do you feel about the conversation of like, oh, like, I'm your parent, not your friend.
I don't like that.
No,
I feel like, I feel like there should be boundaries, obviously, where the kid sees you as a parent and respects you enough. But also, I think there should be openness enough where they want to talk to you. Because I feel like when you keep throwing it in their face, like, oh, I'm a parent, I'm not your friend, it makes them feel like you're like this big authority figure that they should be scared of, that they can't open up to, that they should fear sometimes. And it like removes the comfortableness of it, you know? But I think it's definitely necessary sometimes, especially when they're in high school where they're not respecting you at all, where you have to put that ground up. What is it? Ground? They have, you have wall to like barrier. Wall up. You have to like put your foot on the
down
foot down
put your foot on what you're getting the table
the pedal
put your foot on the pedal
you gotta put your foot down to you know, give that boundary.
Yeah,
but I don't think you should continuously like make it feel like you're better than them, or you're older than them, so you know more, so that they can't open up to you, because that just makes the air so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Like, I hated when parents or grandparents were like, oh, I'm older than you, so I know more than you. Yeah, obviously you do. But that doesn't mean that, like, I can't live my own life, and that, like, I shouldn't have the room to open up to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Good one, buddy.
Good one, buddy.
That was good. That was a good episode, no?
Yeah. You like that one?
I think we popped off.
I feel like we had so much more to say, but I don't feel like it.
I feel like we had so... No, we did have a lot more to say, because I had things written down and you had two more things written down, but like we yapped so much on just like two things.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. God forbid.
Maybe part two.
God forbid we yap.
God forbid we yap on our own podcast that we created.
Yeah, we'll do a part two.
But anyway, you guys...
As you guys know...
Oh.
We post on our Instagram before we unleash these episodes on you. We ask you guys for your thoughts and feelings and ideas on all of our upcoming topics.
Mm.
And y'all blessed us this week. We got too many. We don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
What do we do with them?
We're gonna bring it over to the part two when we do make that, you know, the leftovers.
Absolutely.
So someone said, putting on a fake act like we like someone, even when we actually don't, because of their personality and they hurt us, so we don't cut them off because other people will talk bad about us. Yeah, we know a lot about just
not gonna lie.
Facades.
I think you do a lot of that.
I do a lot of that?
What I think you do a lot of, like, you're able to, like, have a, you know, happy, jolly, nice face on regardless of, like, how you feel in the situation.
I think I'm able to, like, you know, have a jolly face for the environment that we're in if there are a lot of people there. But if someone wrongs me or, you know, talks shit or something and I find out, they're out of my life.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, in public and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I think for if there's other people there, you have to put on a nice face. Like, you can't be a dick to someone and be rude to someone.
It's not being rude, but just, like, even, like, engaging in conversation with them or something, like...
Yeah, but if I really don't like someone, you can also see that on my face.
I don't think so.
No, I think you can.
I don't think you can.
Okay, well, anyway.
That's not true.
A lot of people do this. We've known family members, parents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just, you know, putting on a nice face, inviting them to the home. You know, really intermingling, even though they hate their guts. Damn. And they gossip about them all the time.
I don't know.
We don't like that.
I don't know nothing about that.
You don't know anything about that?
Mm. All of my family loves everyone.
I understand. Someone said to stay out of the sun to avoid tanning. That's what they were told that they want to unlearn, by the way.
Enjoy the sun, my boy.
Enjoy the sun.
Enjoy
wear
the
your
sun.
Sunscreen to protect your skin.
You don't need none of that.
No.
Just go on the sun. You don't need none of that.
Protect your sun.
Something that's strong.
Protect your skin with your sunscreen from the UV rays and skin cancer. But yeah, enjoy the sun. Don't feel scared to
get some color
get
on
darker,
that skin.
Yeah.
Por qué no?
Por qué no?
Get some color on that skin is good for you.
Someone said, your god sister, that you have to be a doctor or a lawyer in order to succeed. Our kids will know that there are many routes, career routes in life that they can take that will bring them happiness and success.
Is there any career you would tell your kid to not be? Like, anything?
Yeah,
what?
I'm sure.
Like what? Well, if they want to be like a hardcore BMX rider,
oh,
biker.
Oh, wow. Good for them if they're really passionate about
it. That's allowed.
Maybe they just can't,
or
like, be selling
devil.
Meth.
Yeah,
like,
no
you're
meth.
Watching Breaking Bad right now. I wouldn't want my kid to be
you don't want that?
Creating and selling meth.
But it makes so much money.
Someone said, they won't have to be responsible for my retirement. That's a good one. That's hard hitting. And you might be upsetting some parents with that one, because some parents do just have parents do just some parents do just have they kids do. And make all these sacrifices in hopes that the kids will make the same sacrifices back. Not out of like respect or because they want to, but because they feel this debt for their parents.
That's a hot take.
But yeah, you guys sent in a lot, so let us appreciate know if you do want a part two. Yeah, and we run this one back. If you guys found this interesting.
We run this one back.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Good one?
Good thoughts.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it was a good one. Imagine how many times you say good one.
You always say it.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's good. That's good on me.
My brain fried.
You got any 10-second advice?
Oh, sure do.
Tell me.
I would say, I've been making pancakes a lot.
Oh, my God.
And I understand the fear behind making pancakes. It's scary.
Because why is it scary?
Because, you know, you go to IHOP and you're like, oh, my God, these are delicious. I could never recreate this. Mm-hmm. But you can.
Mm.
You can. I believe in you. Pancakes are not is pancake mix and water. That's
and
it.
And there's protein in it.
And
if you get the protein ones.
Protein pancakes. They're on sale right now if you live near a Key Food in Queens. Yeah. make some pancakes. Get some pancakes. Zero calorie syrup, too. Get some of that. Weird aftertaste, but the beginning is not that bad. All right, go ahead.
You need to get sponsored by just like all sugar-free, calorie-free foods.
Yeah.
Mine is the perfect day to start is today.
Oh, wow.
I've been thinking about that all day, letting it marinate in my head. Holy because guess shit. What? A lot of us, I'm gonna break it down a little bit just in case it didn't get through to
10
you.
Seconds.
A lot of people don't start, you know, creating content or start on their hobby or switch careers or whatever because they're like, oh my God, I'm waiting for this perfect moment. You know, perfectionists are like this. Oh my God, I need for everything to be right in this aspect so then I can start.
Yes.
And then years pass by, they get older, they start getting regrets, and then they're like, oh my God, I'm too old, I'm too tired, now I got a family, now I got a mortgage, and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
The perfect time to start is today.
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 You heard it right here on Difficult.
You heard me?
Coined, patented.
You have a Bangla word of the day?
Shahosh.
Why did that come into your body like that?
Because I was thinking about like things that like my mom.
You got possessed. You're like,
my mom always yells at me. You know, she always.
Shahosh.
What's that mean? It's just like, shahosh is like.
Tell me. Tell them.
Shahosh, like, I don't even know. Like, how dare you? Dorky shahosh.
Like, you know? Where did you get so much?
How do we do this?
Courage.
Huh?
It is. I searched it up. So, shahosh means courage.
Yeah, but in I Bangla. Got yelled at when.
Well, yeah, I was used negatively against you because you didn't have too much shahosh. Who gave you the courage to talk back?
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Appreciate that. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Tapping in with difficult ish.
If you guys like this episode, make sure to like and subscribe if you're watching the video. Make sure to rate and review if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, whatever you're listening on, because it helps so much. It goes a very long way. And it's
facts.
Free.
Facts.
Free, and it takes 2 seconds.
Oh my God.
But we love you guys so much.
We love you guys.
And we will see you next week.
Ciao.
Alhavis.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.